trying to put together a plan like this doesn't happen without some kind of framework. This whole effort is being guided with a system provided by the Western Rural Development Center. That's a consortium of university programs throughout the West that help provide all kinds of socioeconomic data so communities can develop a long-term vision for local economies as traditional models become outdated. Last year, we saw the first big step, which was to conduct a randomized survey to try and find out what the priorities are for residents across the peninsula. I spoke with Dr. Don Albrecht from Utah State University. He leads the Rural Development Center, and he says the survey found that on the Kenai, people say they prioritize maintaining the natural environment.
So we've done this process in about 45 communities. Kenai Peninsula Borough is the fourth one, so less than 10%, where more emphasis was placed on environmental control than economic growth. And so, and the others are Kauai, Hawaii, Moab, Utah, which is a big amenity community, and then St. George, Utah, which is a larger community that has good jobs and everything already. And so they're looking at maintaining a clean environment as a place to live. So what this means, I think, is that people want good jobs, better jobs than they have, but they want jobs that are not going to harm the environment in any way, because that's really the reason people are here. Is it's nice, it's clean, it's beautiful. Fishing, I mean, the last thing you want is to pollute the water and kill your fish. And not only that, is a lot of the economy is based on environmental kind of thing, tourism, fishing, those types of industries, hunting. And so I think that was a big difference between you and most communities where we worked in.
I'm really curious, in having gone through this process and looking at so many other communities, this is digging into, at a community level, what you want, what you can offer, all those sorts of things, the different ways in which a community might develop and grow. I wonder what that's like against the backdrop of state-level things. And what I'm getting at here is, you know, right now, if you're a business potentially looking at Alaska, you see in the headlines cuts to the university and all these other things. And I wonder what part state politics and those sorts of things play into community development when you're looking for those outside dollars to come in.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think what we have found is that people want to go to a place that has the good jobs, people that are looking for good jobs. They want to go to a place that has clean water, clean air, outdoor recreation opportunities, that kind of stuff. But at the same time, they want good schools for their kids. They want good colleges to send their kids to. Colleges and universities tend to be an economic development engine. And so, you know, in the long run, if not in the short run, that's going to have harmful impacts on the direction. What I talked about a whole lot here is that the traditional types of jobs are declining. You know, logging, mining, because of technology. And so the new economy is going to be, it's dependent on having a good place to live and good quality education. So it's going to be harmful, there's no doubt. At the same time, communities don't have a whole lot of control over state and national politics. And so no matter what happens statewide or nationally, the community has to do the best they can with the cards are dealt.
Yeah. Well, what it sounds like to me is, again, when you're looking to bring outside things in and switch a sort of an economic paradigm is really what we're talking about, from one sort of system to another. Any place that is sort of showing itself as willing to invest in itself is going to be a winner in that situation.
Exactly. We're looking at things that are going to bring in money from the outside. Okay, and get people with skills that want to live here. Okay, that can happen. At the same time, there's things a community can do to make this attractive to them, including retaining the environment you have, but also trails to walk your dogs and all those little things. Somebody was saying they had bands at the park or something like that. Okay, those kind of things. It just make a town a really nice place to live. I think those are important to keep people here once they're here.
This whole process, which goes by the acronym ASAP, Area Sector Analysis Process, is not a quick one. In the next phase, the data gathered to this point will help refine where communities might want to look when looking for that long-term outside investment. And Dr. Albrecht will be back this fall to talk more about how to start building that vision for the future. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.